USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Pennsylvania State Police say a man plowed his vehicle into people at a charity event Saturday night, then drove to a neighboring county near Scranton where he attacked a woman, killing her. Overall, two people died in the rampage. 17 were injured.
It's very unfortunate that this happened, and we want to compile all pieces to put this investigation together and do it thoroughly and as accurate as possibly be. This is a complete tragedy.
Trooper Anthony Petrosky with the Pennsylvania State Police. At least 35 people are dead and 45 injured after a fire broke out at an Egyptian church. The electrical fire started Sunday morning as some 5,000 people gathered for mass at the church in the city of Giza. Multiple agencies reporting a stampede was caused by the fire, according to sources. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. For years now, we've helped thousands of families live the dream of home ownership. And it's always great to hear from them.
How willing they were to work with me where everybody else just wanted to slam the door in my face. Second thing was just how quick and easy it was to go to Fellowship because they really put it together quick for me.
At Fellowship Home Loans, we don't have clients. We have friends and family.
I recommend many people, I have my cousin, I have a son of work. I have, there's a lot of people who really need someone, like Fellowship Home Loans.
We are here to help. No pressure guaranteed. 800-535-2779. 800-535-2779.
I appreciate how quick and easy it was to work with Fellowship Home Loans. What a pleasant experience it was. They really put it together quick for me.
Fellowship Home Loans.
Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.